Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeremy.
What's going on, dude?
You ready to do the episode today?
Yeah, dude. Check out what I got.
What's that?
It's a podcast.
Oh, perfect. We need one for today. Yeah,
I didn't even have to steal it. I was prescribed it.
What?
Yeah, it's a prescription. I wasn't feeling too good, and I got a prescription.
For this podcast?
Yeah, the podcast.
It's going to make what's the podcast about, Jeremy?
It's a homeopathy. I got it from Pakistani Greg.
Oh, God, Jeremy.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, man, I'm not feeling too good. I'm being, like, nauseous. And so he gave me this podcast.
Oh, Jeremy, no.
What do you mean?
Oh,
I feel great.
I'm sure you do, but
I don't even have to drink water anymore. It's a natural resource that we're taking advantage of. I don't even need to drink it. I'm pretty sure I'm growing an extra tendon in my leg. I can jump way higher now.
Show me.
Did you see how high that was?
Jeremy, your skin is yellow.
Well, yeah, for performance.
Jaundice!
It's my racing stripe.
You are jaundice!
Not fast, dude.
Okay, I guess I'll take it.
He's not FDA approved, but we all know that's a shame anyway.
Jeremy, this last bottle just says ghosts.
Yeah, it's Latin.
No, it says G-H-O. It says ghosts.
No, it's like ghosts.
It's written in Sharpie, Jeremy. It says 30 milligrams of ghosts.
Well, he doesn't have a fucking pretty machine. Fucking Pakistani Greg, dude. You feel that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm better. Jeremy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you read the label? It says makes you better at podcasting.
I didn't.
It says makes you better at podcasting, Jeremy.
Specifically for me?
Wow.
I thought I was doing all right.
Oh, but wait, I'm not Jeremy. Am I going to die now?
Your voice gets all raspy.
Oh, no.
Mike.
Now I'm Jeremy.
Oh, wow, you sound really good.
I sound better than I did.
Wow, dude.
I'm Batman.
I love making money.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, dude. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I love you.
I love you, too.
Jeremy, I have a wild ride.
Wild?
To take you on today.
Mm.
And technically, this is another listener-submitted podcast.
Trit?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Brimmer?
No. It was a Fulford.
Ooh. Which one?
The lady one.
The child one?
No. Nope.
This is the child
Fulford. The full-grown lady one.
Listens to the podcast.
She told me about a podcast. Actually, just a series of podcasts, and I found one. The podcast is called Moms Using Homeopathy.
Now, is this
actually, I think we should pronounce it correctly for everyone who's... I don't want to offend
what's it
the
called?
People who use this. It's obviously pronounced homeopathy.
Oh, well, first, let me state that I am all for homeopathy rights. I'm an ally.
Why is that?
I just believe that all people are created equal, and just because you're into homeopathy doesn't mean that you should be treated any different.
No, lesser of a human.
Right.
I agree with that.
Homeopathy should be able to get married.
Jeremy, that's bold.
It's a rare take.
That's bold and a hot take. In this time, in this era... Jeremy. Wow. It's just, we're coming in hot.
So she found a podcast. You said it's moms. Moms doing homeopathy?
She told me that there is there's a full-blown society, culture.
I want to... Go ahead. Sorry.
And these people, it's mostly practiced and developed in Europe. And it's digging its claws into poor Americans. What's the word?
It's funny you say that. My mind works. It just turned into Mr. Magoo in my head. We got a Mr. Magoo.
We got a lot of Magoos over here. We got a lot of Magoos in America.
Just easily swayed.
And these Magoos are eating up this shit. And I'm worried about these people overall because, Jeremy, I think I sent you over a message, or I'd called you earlier today and I gave you a brief. I said it's about homeopathy.
How did she find this podcast? Does she watch like moms doing stuff podcasts?
She is a mom.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, moms look to other moms for information. That's a common thing. Moms get information from other moms. How do you put your kid down? How do you take care of that runny nose? Do you feed your child roadkill? You know?
So, okay, I guess that makes sense. They find a podcast. I just watch old 50s movies. It's like, is your wife acting up? Like, oh, how do I deal with this? Let me...
The rule of thumb?
Let me find out what John Wayne would do in this situation. No. If I was Elvis Presley, how would I get her to do the fucking dishes?
So you asked me the first time that you asked me like what it meant, and I didn't want to go into it too much. Have you ever heard? This is the best way that I can explain the concept in a very common idiom that is said about town. Have you ever heard of the phrase "hair of the dog"?
That bit you.
So, in this case, hair of the dog that bit you, people apply to hangover cures. So, the thing that is killing you right now, take more of it or a small dose of it in order to cure the ailment. That is homeopathy.
Well, that's interesting because it does work. My first thing that I thought of was like rattlesnake venom. Like, well, you can't just drink rattlesnake venom if you got bit by a rattlesnake, you idiot. But then isn't there the thing where you can like microdose yourself to be more immune?
That so is your body not can what do the homeopathy thing. Is.
It's like the idea, but in reverse.
You can do micro doses with like venoms and things like that to gain immunity and no longer be affected by it. Yes, you can do that.
They're saying use it after the fact.
This is not homeopathy.
Well, tell me.
That is not what they do. Homeopathy as a whole, it was founded by a gentleman named Samuel Hahnemann. So he is he's basing it on the principles of similarity, which is the big thing with homeopathy is like cures like. That's one of their main things, is that like cures like.
Say, so you're deathly allergic to apples, so you take tiny bits of apple to get rid of that? Is that what you're...
It's not necessarily the same exact thing. What you're doing is you're looking for something else that provides the same type of symptoms that you're having. So, for example, you have a runny nose, you have a cold, you have a runny nose, your eyes are watering. Onions do the same thing to you, Jeremy. So what... I know, right? It's wild. So what homeopathies want you to do, Jeremy, is eat a little bit of... No, not even eat a little bit of onion, because that is far too much of a dose. In homeopathy, the smaller a dose you take of the medicine, the more effective it is. I'm not lying.
Genius.
I'm not lying, Jeremy. I'm not lying. The rabbit hole I've been down has been terrifying and bleak. And I want to be done with it, and I want to move on with my life. But we have to do it for this episode. So they take quantities of whatever the medicine is, and we will go more into that into the podcast. But if you have less, the way that they measure the effectiveness of their, I will say product, because there are multi-million-dollar businesses making money off of stupid fucking people that think that this shit works. And we're gonna piss a lot of people off. And I will go over
why
of that.
Is there like a large population of people who are into this shit? Is that what you're saying?
Jeremy,
because that's sad. And if you believe in that, you're also sad.
I read an article And the article was not the thing that intrigued me, Jeremy. The reason that I saved this article is because of the argument in the comment section below.
Oh, people are going at it over homeopathics?
Yes.
Homeotherapy?
Oh, man. Jeremy, it's so... Oh, I'm just scrolling. So let me get to... It starts off with this gentleman or woman? I don't know.
Gentlewoman.
We'll start with gentleman number one. We'll say...
Is there a script?
Usually goes... Okay, so I'll start off with person number one and person number two. Person number one is anti-homeopathy. Person number two is pro-homeopathy. It's a fantastic precedent. Okay, so person number one goes, "Hey guys, not one of you spoke to the merits of what was claimed. Do you have arguments that might support your position or not? Ineffective against the speaker has no merit. Other than that, to illustrate the weakness of your position, the idea is to strengthen your position with support, not weaken it." Person number two, homeopath. "What? If like cures like is insane, then I guess vaccines are totally insane, using small doses of pathogens to strengthen immune response. And so are allergy shots, giving small doses of allergen to reduce hypersensitivity reactions. And so are many other controversial medical treatments that derive from this pharmaceutical principle. In fact, the first scientist to win the Nobel Prize in medicine did so from his discovery of the tetanus and diphtheria vaccines, and the scientist, Adolf von Behring, acknowledged that he got the idea from homeopathic treatment."
So what's happening is that she's confused the same way I was when I was introduced to this moments ago. She's having the idea of, well, if you want to build your immunity to something, you take a little bit of something.
Yeah. And that's what vaccines are.
Which, right, that does have merit, but that's not what homeopathy is from what you're saying.
So
she's just confused at this point.
Idea of small doses, Jeremy, I will explain, but this is this person's current point, and I want to set the precedent before I fucking destroy it in this episode. All right, so person number one. "No, you misunderstand vaccines in biology. A vaccine works by providing a small dose of the disease to promote resistance. Homeopathy does not work because it instead provides a minuscule dose of a product that was found to mimic a symptom of the disease. That is why homeopathy was never passed a randomized clinical trial in 200 years. Something that causes you to sneeze does not cure a cold, but homeopathy logic says it does." That's what I'm saying. Correct. This person number two, GAD. They're from somewhere.
GAD?
Why are GAD?
Is that like in a comic book? Like pow, wham.
Well, I think it's more like EGAD. I don't know.
By golly!
Yes. "Why are skeptics of homeopathy so friggin' uninformed and misinformed about homeopathy?"
You're gonna say uniformed?
So
why are they
so
always wearing uniforms?
Uninformed and misinformed about homeopathy. "First, solid research publishing in leading scientific journals, Langmuir, for instance, see comments below, verify that nanodoses of homeopathic medicines remain in solution at levels similar to which our hormones are known to operate. Are you actually suggesting that our hormones are placebos? Double GAD. Second, you understand your understanding of the homeopathic, quote, principle of similars misses the point. Homeopaths find that people become hypersensitive to a specific substance that causes an overdose, the similar symptoms that they are expecting. Thus, homeopathic doses of an onion will help to heal the common cold in a person who experiences the similar symptoms as exposure to an onion, watery discharges from the eyes and nose that are worsened in a warm room and thus not every cold. Homeopaths select between dozens of possible remedies depending on the overall syndrome of the sick person, and we use expert system software to individualize treatment." This fucking lady?
It sounds like she's misconstruing, like, yes, raw onions are helpful for things. They do have uses.
Yeah.
For your
body to digest and get the nutrients from.
And I guess I could see if the onion makes your nose run and your nose is running, maybe it helps with the symptoms or something, but it's not a cure.
No.
It just, I guess, something in that situation.
Jeremy,
just,
again, the logic is give your body a different thing that is doing the same thing to you right now. You use symptoms to, that's what I'm saying, Jeremy. You're using symptoms to battle symptoms. The same symptoms, to be exact.
It's
It continues. Person number one. No reputable MD engages in homeopathy because giving someone a placebo outside a clinical trial is unethical. You jumble together a bunch of stuff that shows you lack any knowledge of biology or chemistry. It just sounds truthy to you. Does water change our hormone levels? Sure. Then that you use it as evidence for homeopathy shows you know zero biology. Is water also an endocrine disruptor? Sure, for the same reason. So someone could use your same evidence to show that homeopathy is a pesticide. All right, this is the last one. Person number two, homeopathic person. How come 95% of French pediatricians, dermatologists, and general practitioners prescribe homeopathic medicine?
Oh, I hope you die soon. Die slow in your sleep, ho.
According to a 2015 survey, this conversation takes place in 6 years ago. Right now it is 2023, 6 years ago, that was 2017, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so 2017, this person's quoting a 2015 survey drawn from the French government. Databases? How come the MD to the Queen of England is a homeopathic MD and she is she is no new age chick, is she?
I hate both of these people.
I know! Further, this study published in one of the most respected scientific journals in the world confirmed that nanodoses of homeopathic medicines remain in solution as determined by three different types of spectroscopy. Or do you not believe in modern technologies?
Michael?
Chica Moraine, P.S. Okay, so this person is now quoting their own research to back up their argument. Please stop embarrassing yourself with your ignorance of homeopathy and nanomedicines. Hold on. Heck, the entire field of nanopharmacology is exploding worldwide. Do you also use a typewriter? Burn.
No, Michael, both of these people suck.
Yeah, I know.
Both of them. I hate both of them. I hate everything they type. I hate that they wasted their time to fucking message each other.
Could you imagine sitting at home and
I can't believe you just read that much. I wanted to punch the table.
I know, but
that was so hard to listen to.
It was so hard to listen to, and now it's going to set the precedent for the rest of the episode.
The rest of the episode is these people suck, and anyone who thinks about this shit sucks. And I'm sorry you went down this rabbit hole because it was a goddamn waste of time because these people suck. It all sucks. There's nothing funny about them. It's sad.
I know.
It's sad. Take your fucking ibuprofen, you idiot.
All right.
You're swelling. Don't rub your leg in some poison ivy because you have swelling and rashes. Get some cream, you fucking idiot. All of it's dumb.
Oh, they make their own creams.
Of what?
Jeremy.
Hornet butts?
Let me give you
some
examples.
They make hornet butt cream.
Let me give you some
examples. I just killed like 6 hornets last night, dude.
Oh, nice.
I had a fucking nest.
Did you feel like a fucking king?
It was the delivery guy. He was dropping something off. He's like, hey, by the way.
And he brought hornets with him?
They were on like next to him, that pillar that's right out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was right next to the key thing. And the dude was like, hey, just want to let you know that you got these like hornets that are flying around, and I've been stung before. So this is like, he talked for too long. He was like, and so like this one time, like they were in the palm fronds. So if you get this thing, you could spray it. Like, and I was like, dude, I just want my food.
And goodbye.
And like he left, and I have this like fog. It's not even fog, dude. It comes out like cream.
Like a foam?
It's like the end of Ghostbusters when the marshmallow man blows up. So I walked outside and I saw them in their little nest. There was like two of them. And I was like, like I stood by the door so I had an escape route.
Stay puffed.
Right?
I did. Stay puffed, hornets.
I did. I pulled a Schwarzenegger, dude. I was like, I'll see you later. And I sprayed it. And it just went slap. And like it just. Nikki had never seen it before, so she saw it
falling
foam
out.
Up.
They're just falling out.
She saw it foam up. She's like, well, that's a thing. She thought it was like rubber, like it was going to be there forever. Like it just foamed the whole thing up, and it was just this white substance.
Like that expanding foam for like insulating your window and shit.
Great stuff. Yeah. And she just saw it spray, and she's like, well, got to clean that. I'm like, no. Nah, and then, dude, like 6 more of them came out of the little holes. And they just started flocking out.
Grandma!
They're like, what happened? I heard a ruckus on the outside of the nest.
I heard a man screaming, stay puffed.
Was that Schwarzenegger? So I sprayed them, but because it's such sticky foam, they stayed there. And they're stuck in their death poses like I'm some kind of serial killer that like decorated them. They're just frozen in their last moments of death. stuck to this pillar outside. And then I was spraying. Nikki made me spray for stuff after that. Mm-hmm. And I started spraying around my door. And then a moth came over and he flew and he landed in where I sprayed the poison. And I felt really bad. So I got him out of there quick. Is that homeopathy?
Jeremy, it might as well be. So the rabbit hole that I went down included going into a company called Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N, and they sell homeopathic remedies. And mind you, they clout themselves by saying that they are fucking a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, God.
And they are not. Nothing that they make is approved by the FDA. It is all garbage. And it is very obvious what they do is they hide behind these really long, intense Latin names for really weird shit. And they practically make them up, you know. Well, I mean, they go into the Latin language and find out how they would probably be able to describe this thing. Like, they have one for salt. They don't use the word sodium, you know what I mean? They use a weird Latin name like...
Chrysalis Maximus.
They'll use some weird fucking crazy Latin breakdown of the word salt.
Isn't that
But
like,
they won't use like sodium or salt.
Isn't that what like a lot of vitamin supplement companies do?
No, they not I'm pretty especially sure. not for salt. Sodium would be heavily the sodium is sodium.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of these companies that are like
the FDA requires you to describe it as such.
Well, then how are they
Even if it's like fucking food, it doesn't matter, food or drugs. FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Sodium.
I mean, I've been
they
to
have,
plenty.
Like sodium, you know, benzocaine, and all these other things.
I've been to plenty of restaurants that don't take American Express, and I'm pretty sure they're not getting FDA approved for their shit.
There was a product that was prescribed to combat flu symptoms by this company, and the
I hope it was boogers. I hope they just put child boogers in a fucking capsule.
I'm using finger quotes here. The active ingredient. In this fucking thing is called acylococcinum. Acylococcinum.
Mm-hmm.
Acylococcinum.
Uh-huh. That's homeopathy for
you. Do
you
want to know what that is? It's the active ingredient is anas barbarae.
Anus.
Hepatis et cordis extractum.
Anus and hepatitis what?
Anus barbarae hepatis et cordis extractum. Which is the Jeremy, it is the extract of Muscovy duck liver and heart.
It's organs. That's gotta be good for
it
you.
Is administered, Jeremy. Okay. The it is administered in 30, it's 200 CK, which is 1 × 10⁴ gram, 400th gram, which is less than the mass of a proton, Jeremy.
What? How is that possible?
They are selling you this crazy name thing made from, as an active ingredient, a weird Latin version of fucking duck liver and heart.
It's just like one pebble in a capsule?
The active ingredient, which is less than a proton in mass present in suspension, hypothetically.
So it's
because
nothing.
Because less than the mass of a proton.
So there's nothing in it.
You can't. There's nothing,
There's
Jeremy.
Nothing in it.
Jeremy, and then it goes on to say the inactive ingredients, Jeremy. The inactive ingredients, 0.85 grams of sucrose, 0.15 grams of lactose, 100% sugar.
That's what the capsule's made out of.
No. Jeremy, the entirety of the actual pill is 100% sugar.
Yeah, the capsule, there's no duck liver in it, unless that's what the capsule's made out of.
Jeremy, it's 100%. It's a placebo pill.
It's a capsule of air. It's whatever the capsule is.
Jeremy,
made
there's
out
not
of
a capsule. It's a ground up and compacted pill, like you would get like aspirin. This is not a capsule. It's a fucking sugar pill. It's compacted
it's
sugar.
It's just that sounds delicious.
In which they said, okay. I don't know if this is how the company makes it, Jeremy. They might as well not and save the time and money because everyone knows that they're already scamming people into buying sugar pills. But this is the thought when people buy it, Jeremy. This is what they imagine. Okay. You're sick. Less of a thing is more potent than more of a thing. Also, the thing is duck liver and heart. And then you take it. You imagine the people at this lab have this concoction. They have the duck liver and heart, and they did whatever science that they needed to do to get a drop and put it in a vat. And then they take that vat, and then they split it in half into another cup and then fill it with water, right? And then they do that to that one. And they do that like 30 to 200 times to the point where you have taken your solution, you pour half of it into a cup, pour the rest of that second cup with water, and then you do that to the next cup, and then dilute it with water. And you do that so many times to the point where there's nothing in it.
You're just rinsing cups. At that point.
Yes. By the at least 10th or 15th, absolutely, you're rinsing a fucking cup. You're filling a cup with water that already had water in it. So
I don't know. I think it's a good business strategy. I think if you're selling, if you're making money, do it. Make a sugar pill.
But Jeremy, this is what the person who thinks that it's happening, what do you think the company is doing?
Making money.
Right. Probably. Oh, no, absolutely. They're duping people left and right. They're making people think that this shit's going to work. They'll gladly take their money. And then it goes into the studies. But the point is, you think that the people are actually cutting this thing in half, however many times that they say that they are, and then providing you a product. Right. It's not FDA fucking covered. The FDA does not approve of anything. It's a guy in a garage, right? It's a guy in a garage filling out internet orders.
Making money.
What do you think that he's doing?
Making money.
Do you think he's splitting fucking duck liver and heart into a bunch of cups and then getting a solution and then...
Of course not.
And then combining that with sugar pills?
Of course not.
No. He's fucking sending you sugar pills.
He's providing for his family.
Old Pakistani Greg is in his garage. sending sugar pills.
The American dream, dude.
To people that have fucking COVID.
Well, they probably should, instead of going down the street and buying sugar pills from Greg, they should go to the doctor. And if they don't, well, it's on you. And you know what? If it's someone who is vulnerable, it's on their family members. Because fuck you.
There was a woman in California who was arrested for handing people basically this, sugar pills. And then giving them forged vaccination cards and saying that their homeopathic remedy was, oh, yeah, we took some active COVID and then we did that thing where we split it in a cup a bunch of times.
Mike, that's called advertising. Sounds like she was damn good at it, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Who wouldn't take a forged vaccination card? What a ridiculous thing.
But this
it's not even a thing anymore. So no one even cares if you have it. So yeah.
But
good.
The point is, this person...
Sell a fake one.
This person said... If you buy my sugar pill, I will give you a forged Moderna vaccination card. And then you can go to all the places that you need to go. That bitch got arrested real quick.
Who didn't get to go anywhere they wouldn't want to go anyways?
Huh?
The whole thing was ridiculous, Michael. They got to go. It didn't matter. A forged one? Sure. No one ever checked my card for nothing.
Okay, so it happened to be COVID, but imagine if this was something like swine flu, which actually did... fuck up some people. Well, COVID did too.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Fucking, what do you mean? It always happens.
Everyone gets fucked up by everything.
It's a bird thing or a pig thing or a bat thing or a Chinese thing. Who knows?
All right,
it's always a thing.
There's a disease that's killing people, and you're basically saying, take my sugar pill. And
take the sugar pill.
And then I will give you the paperwork required to say that you've been immune.
If you're an idiot and you're going
to
take the sugar pill, okay, take the sugar pill.
Let's try polio vaccine. What if she was selling selling polio vaccination cards?
Okay. So people were still getting the vaccination, herd immunity. We got over it. Polio doesn't exist anymore.
Right, but
yeah.
But people like this would be
You don't think there were people
perfectly against that.
It was so much easier to forge back then. I'm sure they did. They were like, "Yeah, polio vaccine, whatever, kid." Here.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
To get me into what? The matinee? I don't know. It's all crazy. It's all ridiculous, and it happens all the time throughout history. It's repeated.
All right. I went on to another...
Take your sugar pill, you dumb bitch. Take your sugar pill.
I went on to another site, and something that you find with all of these, like, garbage-made, you know, homeopath sites, right? You know, garbage websites.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's a lump of coal.
Oh, Jeremy. That is Illumina.
It's a spell in Harry Potter.
Jeremy, that's a crumpled up ball of aluminum foil.
What? Are they smoking off of it? It's black. Is this a tweaker website?
Do you want to know what aluminum does for you, Jeremy?
It puts holes in your brain.
It helps you get rid of very severe constipation.
No.
And also give you no desire for days. It helps keep your rectum sores dry.
Wait, are you supposed to shove it up your ass?
It helps with loss of memory. It helps with fear of knives.
What type of aluminum are you talking about?
Aluminum.
Aluminum powder?
Aluminum.
In there.
Look at that picture!
That's just a crumpled up ball of aluminum.
Yes!
What are these? Are they supposed to chew on it?
This is not an article. This is a site that is trying to sell you this stuff. Fear of knives, Jeremy!
fear of knives.
Oh, because you eat the aluminum, so you lose the fear of metal because you have become metal.
It helps your brittle nails.
Do what?
It helps your
insults. It helps them do what? Wait, all you said was...
It aids your brittle nails.
It helps them do what?
It helps you not stagger when you walk. It helps your heels not feel numb anymore.
Well, I need that.
All right, so these things are wild, right? Especially when you get to like things like fear of knives. You're like, what the fuck? Why would they even say that? I can tell you why.
Because metal is a parasite.
Because when they test their fucking shit on people, what they do is they say, I want you to take this, and then I want you to catalog everything you see and feel and hear and everything. So I will tell you, when people started taking a weird diluted badger, Jeremy, and they will base what it helps with based on the people that take it and the things that they say. So there's no science behind it. They say, take the sugar pill and then tell me whatever happens. Tell me what happens.
Oh, I would love to do that.
And catalog everything.
I would love to do that.
So, for example,
give me your sugar pill and I'll tell you what it does to me. I'll say some shit.
Guess what? This octopus tentacle makes you very horny, makes you sleepy.
I thought I had cancer.
You're excited again. It makes you the fear of having cancer. Jeremy, they would include it. They would include, if you said that, they would include that as one of the symptoms and then prescribe it for people that think they have cancer. Because it makes you think that you feel like you have cancer, they will give it to people that feel that way to combat it.
What a great
way. So the badger, Jeremy. People that took this badger pill, this is what they're going to print on the label that it treats. Calmness and joy. Felt a great sense of well-being and calmness. A joie de vivre. Life seems to be easy somehow.
There doesn't seem to
be a lot of urgency and tasks that need to be gone, get done smoothly and easily. In shower, feel glad to be alive. Real joy.
These are Yelp reviews.
Jeremy, that's what they will put on the bottle. That's what they're going to put on the bottle.
Well, doesn't that remind you of, like, the little knickknacks we would buy as kids? You go into, like, FYE, and there was, like, the cards that had, like, professions. Like, you know, booby inspector or whatever. You just bought, like, these pills. Oh, hey, it's from the show. And it was just sugar pills or something.
So this person would say, sudden, very lucid moments and keen on the subject, feeling wide awake, alternating within minutes to losing train of thought, not being interested, losing focus, heavy eyes, sleepy, falling asleep. And then it goes into another person that says, felt quite calm and organized, which is not like me in the morning, ready to go before my colleague and impatient to leave as don't want to be late. Normally, I'm the one being slow. So they would say, you know, you feel like you're going like really, really fast. Like you feel like your heart's beat down to control. You feel like, you know, you're like really active, but then you get really sleepy. Take this thing that does all those things to you, but in really small doses. And it's a badger that we found on the side of the road.
Well, that sounds resourceful. Low cost.
What is it? Capitalism at its finest.
It's beautiful, actually.
It's beautiful.
It really is. If you can... It's a tough subject, but if you
it's tough because these people are duping people.
But then those people, how much can you carry people through life like that?
Do you think that old people should get taken advantage of through fucking calls?
You say old people, yes. Like it's a phenomena.
No, it's a demographic of people that exist on the planet.
These old people who go... I'm going to buy those $29.99 plus shipping and handling sugar pills, and that's going to cure me, instead of going to the doctor, is a personal choice.
I'm not talking about that.
They're not getting duped.
They are getting duped.
As much as they're...
Just because you're intelligent enough to know that the shit that you're trying to sell me is absolute garbage and I'm not going to buy it.
They sell garbage everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere you go is garbage. That person who's drawing you...
But McDonald's doesn't say that our hamburgers are going to cure cancer.
No, but you walk through a place and this guy is like, I'll draw a caricature of you and your family. That dude's been drawing for 2 weeks. And he draws it and you go, I do have big cheeks. And you've been duped. Are you duped?
No.
Or did you just... you wasted... There's things
getting
that you
a caricature.
Can, you can just
you want a weird warped version. You're getting exactly what you paid for.
That kid is sneaking behind those bushes and doing heroin and then coming back around while you're sipping on your lemonade or whatever the fuck Starbucks. You got, your Miller Lite or whatever they sell at the parks and shit. And you fucking, they're fucking, these people see, it's like buying the fucking coins. When the coins come on TV and they're like, it'll be $100 more. It's a dollar coin. I'm going to spend $30 on this dollar coin. I'll give it to my grandchild.
Dude, my grandpas did that for me all the time.
I guess.
I have so many of
them.
Were
they duped? Or did they just go,
did they? Oh, did they hold their value like they said that they would?
They don't know. They're not duped. They just went, sure. Sounds great.
Okay, so if someone said, I'm selling you a product.
It's not like the doctor is like, no chemo, give him sugar pills. We're not talking about like real medicine. These people.
And sugar pills are used in medicine as of.
Horses
the,
love
as
them.
As the placebo. Horses love them. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
But like current clinical trials for actual medicine involves usually a placebo.
To figure out if the shit
as the
works
control.
Or not. Yeah.
So the thing is, the homeopaths
don't call them that. They don't like that.
The homeops.
I was gonna say stuff, but I don't want you to have to edit later.
The homie McBromies. Okay, Jeremy, they like to cherry pick those placebo. Well, they attempt to do their own trials,
yeah,
which
but,
in a real trial that would act as a placebo, right?
But it's not happening.
What do you mean?
It's not like this dystopian future where the doctor's like, get all this equipment out of here. Mrs. Jones, here's sugar pills for your diabetes. It's going to fix you. It's got a little bit of badger in it, but it's probably the 15th pill, so it's mostly water. Here's your shit.
It's It'll almost cure all you. Sugar.
These are people who are like online, like our listener. Shout out, LaFord.
What? LaFord?
I know.
It's Mama Fufu.
Mama Fufu.
Yep.
These are just people who are scouring the internet for what. Oh, look what I found. A sugar pill. It's going to save my life.
Oh, hey.
Oh, this pill's going to save my
life.
Well,
this is not what they're saying, Jeremy. They're saying it's medicine. They're not saying it's sugar
but
pills. The person
but
that
everyone
takes
who
it does
buys
not say,
it knows that it's
they
not
don't,
medicine.
Jeremy, they don't. They don't. They don't.
It's not
they don't.
Sold
they
by
are,
doctors.
Nope.
It's not.
And they don't want it's evil. The doctors are evil, Jeremy. They go to people that they don't want to take medicines because they have their own theories about pharmaceutical
Look,
companies
if you
and
wake
drug
up
pushers
every single
and
morning,
modern medicine.
If you wake up every single morning and you take a fistful of ibuprofen and then you go to bed and take a fistful of ibuprofen and you do that every day, your kidneys are going to fail.
Yep.
But if you have swelling in your leg because of something that happened to
you,
you and
take,
you take
something
a couple
that gives
ibuprofen,
more swelling, though.
The doctors aren't evil. You just do too much, people. We're doing too much. Is
oh,
what
I see
it is.
I see you're pivoting.
It's
you, chill out, America.
No, it's you. These homeopath fucks are like, oh, we're gonna give you the cure. Doctors are evil. This whole thing that doctors are evil is like they're learning as time goes on. 100 years ago, maybe two, they were digging up dead bodies and stealing them from graveyards to learn what hamstrings were made of.
Yeah,
like they were cutting people open. They probably people saw them, they're like evil doctors, and like that's pretty horrific. And if it was happening in my town, I'd be like, stop it, doctor.
Right. They just kind of like they dig in and find a tendon, they pull on it, and all of a sudden the arm moves, like, hey, that's what this does. Hey, look at that. Hey, Gary, look at me.
Now they're burning all the graveyards because they someone saw it in the mist. And they're just out of the body's alive.
Right. Just the concept of like you have a swelled up ankle and you need to take something that
take
also
a couple ibuprofen and the swelling goes away and it heals while the swell that's how you're supposed to take it. Doctors aren't evil. You're just not supposed to suck down Percocet to because you hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hurt a little bit. Things are supposed to hurt a little bit.
Yeah. That's
if
just
you can
life.
Ease the thing that makes it hurt. Ibuprofen is the opposite of hypo homo fucking whatever. It's fucking takes the swelling down. It takes away the symptom so your body can heal itself.
Okay.
Just fuck. I don't know why these people let them take their sugar pills.
Jeremy, I'll give you context on a person who is into.
Stop watching it, Mama Fufu.
She's not.
Stop watching it.
She's not.
They're not going to help you.
Jeremy, she doesn't.
Don't do it.
All right, Jeremy. So this person is consulting a homeopath. So this is this is somebody who is a homeopath who is consulting more homeopaths. Specifically, a quote unquote doctor. Okay. So this is how he starts his question. Hello, I'm 20 years old and was diagnosed with HSV-II or 2-7.
It's 7 months ago. You can actually live with that now, the HIV thing.
Well, this is HSV, it's herpes.
Sure. Oh, yeah, creams.
I do not have classic.
Wait, does he rub more herpes juice on his herpes?
Jeremy.
I'm sorry.
I do not have classic outbreaks, but I do suffer backaches associated with this virus. Is there a cure?
Wait,
how do I eradicate this virus from my body for good?
My classic outbreaks, it just reminds just a room full of people playing violins. They have herpes bumps all over their face. Classic outbreaks.
All right. So this is, he's like, please try Thuja 200 weekly, one doses, and daily one dose, Roostox 200C, morning every empty stomach. Dr. Deoshik Sharma. So that's what this guy prescribes. Like, he's a doctor on a forum about homeopathy, and he's like, this is what you need to take.
He's a person on a forum who's called himself doctor.
This is the same guy that who asked the question. He responds, he goes, I've been reading many of your replies to curing herpes, simplex entirely. In other forums, you suggest NatSulf 10M weekly, one doses, or equivalent NatSulf 200C for 3 months. In this one, you suggest Thuja 200C weekly dose and Roostox daily. Someone else suggested Arsenicum Album 200CC. Guess what that has fucking in it?
Yeah, it had arsenic in it.
Until it was watered down with
sugar.
Yeah. Which is the best homeopathic remedy cure for HSV, chronic oral and genital. So it's not classic anymore. It's full-blown herpes.
This is what I'm talking about, though, Mike. These are the people who are buying these sugar pills. You see their interaction with this fake doctor?
Yeah.
They're so desperate. These are desperate people.
It's desperate people.
They're desperate people who don't want to go to the doctor.
Yes. Yes,
that is on them to take their fucking sugar pill and shut the fuck up. Just take your sugar pill and die, you bumpy bitch.
can the virus really be eliminated from the body completely? And then he ends with, I have faith. I assume it's a he. What did you say, Jeremy?
The ad for D&D guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do the ad for the D&D guys?
I do. Thank you, Dungeon Studios, for being an advertiser on our show. And everyone else who's listening should go to dungeonstudios.co.
They make modules.
Modules for Dungeons & Dragons, 5th edition, things and stuff, people, faces.
These people sat at home, and they were like, what am I going to do today? And they sat back on their couch. And they dreamed up a world with a quest in it.
Have you done that?
Well, no. They did.
And they are letting you do it.
They're like, play my fantasy.
Roll the dice.
That's a thing that they do.
They roll it.
Math.
Huzzah.
Do math.
But lots of modules. You're into D&D? Good, because they are too. And the modules that they made are fun and great. And you can get them in PDF format. Pretty sure because of the Kickstarter that they lived through. They did a great job with their Kickstarter, Jeremy.
That's what I heard, actually.
And,
through the grapevine, and, I've been told.
And guess what? You did it, guys. We did it together as a team.
Ad.
Huzzah. So I was debating when I decided that this was going to be the podcast that we went with, I was debating on doing it like we did the Flat Earth, right?
Like, pretending like we were into it?
Yeah. And I could not justify that to myself to pretend to be someone who thinks that this shit is going to work.
No, it's just a ridiculous way to live, I guess. I don't... The mental gymnastics that you have to take. Oh, did you want an old man cookie?
Oh, yeah, I still do want an old man cookie.
I'll tell you what an old man cookie is. Is I used to love, like, the craziest cookie. Like, put chocolate chips in it and M&M's, all that stuff. Now that I'm an older man, the simplest of cookies...
Oh, it's like a wafer.
And I waited for you. Here.
Oh, ooh.
It's just a simple...
It's like a little cracker and it's got a chocolate bottom on it.
Yeah. simple, delicious. You don't need a whole fucking sleeve of them, you know? Yeah. An old man cookie.
Oh.
Oh, good.
ASMR, Jeremy.
What? What'd you say?
I'm feeling older by the minute.
Oh, come here, Sonny. There's something behind your ear.
Should you give me cancer for my cancer?
I would have passed down this coin collection.
I'm going to make a new will today, and I'm going to reincorporate my grandson, Gary, because he's been getting straight A's. So he's back in the will.
Papa Bear chased me one time with an umbrella, tried to hit me with it because he thought I was ungrateful for the stamp collection that he gave me. He chased me around
with an umbrella.
He chased me around.
You ungrateful bitch.
He's like, and then mom fucking.
So this is before his legs got amputated.
Yeah. He sat down and started talking hella shit about me, and my mom threw hot coffee in his face. In her own dad's face. I was like, damn.
Bold.
She was like, go. She told me to hide in the bushes. She's like, go. Hide in the bushes. Hide. We're out of here. We live like three houses down.
Yeah, it was the next street.
Yeah, it's like three houses down.
I think it was 150 feet away.
It took 67 seconds to walk from my house to their house.
To walk there. I remember. North Banana River.
Sure.
Let's get specific. What's the street? Sure,
I guess.
It was, yeah, you guys lived off of North Banana River.
I know
River.
Exactly what my address was.
Yeah, Grandma lived on the canal.
Right at the end of it.
Yep, and then manatees would come up and we would give them lettuce and fresh water.
Freed
and then,
from
and then
the
you,
hose.
And then you find out you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, we would go in the water.
And pet the manatee. Pet
them and hang on them and they'd swim around and you could just hug them.
They have like this like leathery, like, hard skin.
Well, but they're also slick because they're all covered in algae.
Yeah. And they got barnacles and like these little squishy noses.
Scars.
Yeah, from boats, unfortunately.
Yeah, lots of scars. But they're just cool, man. They just hang out. Even the alligators don't fuck with them.
Oh, alligators? No. Yeah,
they don't even fuck with the manatees. And the manatees aren't dangerous. They just hang out.
They're even
just
baby manatees.
Yeah.
They don't get eaten by alligators.
No, it's the people who are trying to pet the manatees. They get eaten by the alligator.
The problem is even if the alligator like fully unhinged his jaw, like, you know, full open, he's not going to get around that manatee.
You get a baby. You get a little baby. You remember there was a manatee living at, or a alligator living at Inga Bubba's.
Yeah, underneath the seawall.
Yeah. She had the seawall with a little pipe.
Yeah.
And it would just sit there with its big ass head just hanging out.
Yeah.
I had nightmares about falling off the dock into the water.
Yeah.
I've had nightmares.
And
about,
then
like,
immediately being eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, it's like coming though. I was never like, it just never snapped out of nowhere. It was like, oh, there are the eyes. And it's swimming towards me. There's nothing I can do about it. Just slowly creeping towards you. Oh, yeah. Chelsea fell in one time.
I remember that.
Yeah, Chelsea fell in. And the.
Didn't she fall in when we were trying to get in the paddle boat?
No, she fell in. She was a child, like a babe, like couldn't swim, like fell off the dock.
Oh.
And you remember those two guys that were friends of moms and Ingeborg, Andy and someone, they were brothers.
Yeah.
One of them was up in a tree and he was like trimming Ingeborg's trees.
Yeah, he used to be our babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chelsea fell in the water and he jumped out of the tree. I was out there. I was outside. I was like, oh no, my sister fell in the water. And he like fell out of the tree and he ran. And as he was running, he took his tool belt off and all the stuff. And he like threw his wallet. Like he threw everything and he just jumped into the fucking alligator water and pulled her out. I was like, you're a hero. This is also probably a drug addict.
Jimmy.
There was Jimmy and Andy.
Jimmy was the one that was in the tree.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were both banging my mom. Probably your mom, too. They were handsome lads.
Yeah. Jimmy was, he used to babysit us as, like, little children. When I was, like, 5 and Jeremy was, like, 3.
Yep. That's not the only thing they were sitting.
What?
They were definitely dipping, dude.
Oh, sipping and dipping?
They were definitely sipping and dipping. You don't just get random dudes to babysit your kids.
I don't know why I said sip.
Oh, they were sipping and
they were
dipping.
Sitting and ditting.
They were definitely sitting and standing up and sitting again. Fucking horse. young sluts.
That's our moms.
Yeah, I know, but they're everyone's moms, dude. Okay. They're everyone's moms. Our grandmother was, she got in trouble at school because she was the head cheerleader, and she cut all their skirts above their knees. And she got in trouble for that. Dude, we come from a long line
of doers.
Sluts. It's just slutty.
I was going to go with doers.
Definitely. Doers and getting doners. You going to leave all that in?
Yes. Yes. So, Jeremy, now that I have given you all the pros of homeopathy, would you be prone to use it in the future?
No. Nope. I'll eat onions when I damn well please.
If I need to go up to plutonium and touch it for some reason, it'll be on my own reasons.
If I have the common cold, you know what I'm going to do?
You're going to take DayQuil?
Yeah, I'm going to take some fucking DayQuil. I'm going to eat
DayQuil's
some soup.
DayQuil's great.
You know what I do like to do? I'll order...
Dude, chicken broth? Like straight chicken broth?
So I'll either make matzo ball soup, because I love matzo ball soup.
Dude, we all love matzo ball. Grandma's matzo ball soup was the fucking best.
That's the one I make. I make Inga Bubba's matzo ball soup. And I do that when I'm sick or when she's sick. Or I'll order pho, but just the broth. I'll get just the broth and drink. It's so good. It's like got ginger and all this shit in it. Not because ginger makes your eyes water and my eyes are watering. I just think the ginger's got some health benefits in it somewhere.
Yeah.
When I used to work at the restaurant, I did the salad bar. And we'd have...
Gross.
And sushi. I did sushi and salad.
Such a whore.
So I had this thing of ginger always that I would decorate plates with.
Is that her name?
And when I was hungover, I would just like grab a piece of ginger and I would just chew on ginger.
How'd she feel about that?
Oh, dude, she loved it. Fucking whore. Bumpy bitch. Take your fucking sugar pills, ginger bitch.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I would chew on ginger. There's health benefits to these things, but...
I actually didn't read up on whether or not the whole, like, rubbing a crystal on your body is homeopathy.
It's pretty gay.
But, I mean, like, when I was going over... The actual amounts that you act like quote unquote active ingredient, right? The amount that you get in the doses that they prescribe, quote unquote, you absorb more from your environment when you walk outside.
Right.
Like, cause we're talking a millionth or a billionth.
Have you seen that thing about tanning your butthole? Supposed to give you energy and there's health benefits.
Butthole tanning?
Yeah.
Like getting some sun on it?
Like you lay down on your back.
And then just you, present it?
To the sun? Have you seen that?
Could you imagine?
Have you seen?
Just going goatsy on the sun?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Behold!
It's a thing.
Versus the infinite dark.
There's also people who believe that there's extreme health benefits to drinking your own urine. But it's got to be the first urine of the morning. It's like a specific urine. You can't just drink any old urine.
You got to drink your morning piss?
It's like a
Dude,
certain...
Dude, that's the one that smells like I the know, worst.
It's like a certain piss that you're supposed... And then these people also stare at the sun for like at 4 minutes or something.
At least it's not after sex piss.
So I say keep taking your sugar pills, staring at the sun, drinking your own piss, and tanning your butthole. Keep doing it.
And
I don't care.
And you'll live forever.
I don't care. Do it. If that's what makes you happy, do it. I don't fucking care. Take your sugar pills. Fucking drink your badger juice or whatever the fuck it is. Fucking idiots. Just do whatever you want. Fuck.
I just think it's great, like, because like some of them say like plutonium. It's like, there's no way you're getting fucking plutonium to fucking Pakistani Greg. You ain't getting plutonium to like double mix in fucking cups for a billion times before you give it to somebody. And there's like, I mean, I guarantee you, if you gave me a pill that said plutonium, we put a Geiger counter on it, it's going to ping zero.
You know, this podcast, you were saying that, you know, duping people is really bad. And I think having the product isn't a moral. I don't believe that having the product existing is immoral.
Well, it's like a gun.
But
it's not the gun that kills people. It's the people that kill people. It's not the sugar pill. It's the people who dispense the sugar pill under false pretenses.
When you say that there's a whole podcast out there, moms and their
moms love to do homeopathy.
That, to me, is a little more... That's got a little moral dilemma in it. Because you're now advertising this. Unless you're owned by the company that's doing it.
But you're also applying this knowledge to your child, which cannot make their own decisions.
Right.
Yeah.
Children, that's a good one. You should clip that. Put it everywhere. Children cannot make their own decisions. For everything.
True story. Have you met a child?
1 minute, they're a fucking unicorn. And the next minute, they're crying in a corner because they're sad.
I love that scene.
Because their fucking cat looked at them weird.
Have you ever seen 30 Rock?
I've seen it, yes.
Well, and then the guy from MASH comes in. He's like, my son is Spider-Man. He's like, what? He's like, yeah, I will let him name himself.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so basically the concept was he was so into, you know, the kid making his own decisions that he was allowing his own child to make his own name. And so when the kid reached to a point where he could, like, have the conversation, maybe 4 or 5, maybe even 3.
I'm Spider-Man
today. My name
today.
Is Spider-Man. Okay, put it down. Official documents. He says Spider-Man. It's official forever. And so he's like, my son Spider-Man turned out just fine.
I have a vivid memory of this time that we played dress up. And like everyone was there and we had a trunk, like a chest that had a bunch of old clothes. Do you remember? There was like 2 or 3 chests.
The antique chest?
There was like 2 or 3 spread. We had one at our house. Yeah. Inga Bubba had one.
I had
or
one
two.
At my mom's, yeah.
And it was like a chest full of like old clothes. There
and
was
the
like
chest was the and, chest yeah. was actually constructed, passed down in our family from the 1800s.
Yeah, old yeah. chest, like real pirate booty chests. Yeah. Like they were real chests. And I have a vivid memory of us all dressing up, and I put on these old like high heels and a dress, and I was walking down. Now, could you imagine if my mom walked around the corner, saw us all dressed up, and I was wearing, and I was like, ooh, look at me, and I was just walking, and she went, yeah, that's what he wears now. He made that decision that day.
And he needs to stand by it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, it's like, mom, but I don't want to wear a dress
right?
to school.
I wanted to be silly for a moment. I don't want to do this.
Could you imagine a parent just walking around the corner and being like, yep, he's going to look like Blink 182 for the rest of his life.
My son, Tommy the White Ranger, has something to say.
I'll have you know, my son, Stretch Armstrong.
My son, Teletubby Sun Baby.
It's the internet age, so it's the Sun Baby
69.
My son!
Jeremy, what was your AOL Instant Messenger name?
It's always been the same.
What was your AOL Instant Messenger name?
I don't... It's always been the same.
Mine wasn't. It was very specific for that.
It was Killer Slade 22.
On AOL?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was Imodium. Back when AOL, okay. Back when AOL Instant Messenger was a thing, I got Imodium.
So Slade was a band that did Twisted Sister songs before Twisted Sister. So like, Come On, Feel the Noise. Come on, feel the noise.
Uh-huh.
Girls, rock your boys.
Yeah.
That is a Slade song from like the 70s that they turned into hair metal or whatever they called themselves.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was cool because I discovered this thing. Everyone loves these songs from Twist, but it was really this band. I didn't give a shit about Slade, but I found this thing interesting.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right, Slade. And they were like, that's taken. And it was like, here's an option, Killer Slade. I'm like, all right, cool. So I clicked on that. And it was like, this has been taken. And it was back in the day where it like showed you. So it started off... It was Killer Slade 22 because there was 21 other Killer Slades. So the first option was like Killer Slade 22. I'm like, all right, Killer Slade 22. And I just kept it. I did it for everything I signed. I played Habbo Hotel. I played RuneScape.
Runescape?
Yeah, I was Killer Slade 22 in everything.
Nice.
until I became an adult. And I was like, why am I using that name? I could, it could be anything. Why am I choosing?
Every time.
It's, but it was, I mean, we grew up in that time though.
Yeah.
Like I was a hacker.
Oh yeah.
Like I had a, I had the tower that Brad made me for like a birthday or Christmas or something. And I had that tower and I found a way. I grabbed net. So these, for the kids out there, they used to send you discs for you to sign in online, right? So AOL would give you a 120-day free trial. Well, everyone's mailbox got this. So if you happen to stumble upon someone else's mailbox and grab their AOL disc, now you have 280 days or 240 days of fucking internet. So, and then Netgear would just send stuff all the time. We had Netgear and they'd be like, here's the new router. It'd be like every couple months.
Yeah, it was weird.
And so we had all these leftover routers because we never sent them back. So they just kept sending us stuff. And they tried setting up wireless on their my parents' computer tower in the Florida room, the sunroom.
Yeah.
And
with the bare concrete floor.
Yeah, with the bare concrete floor. Uh-huh. And the leather couch in a hot-ass room. Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. And the TV and everyone smoked cigarettes out there. Yeah. That place where I was a child who could smoke cigarettes while I perused Newgrounds.
Dude, do you remember going to Quincy's?
Yeah.
In Merritt Island, the buffet?
And then it was, and there was like Gators.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you go into fucking Applebee's, smoking or non-smoking? Yeah,
we lived in that. It hadn't changed for us yet.
But
we
were, even though it was smoking and non-smoking, the whole fucking restaurant smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. So there's sometimes I wish I could pop out a cigarette on an airplane.
Because you see, sometimes you see the ashtrays.
Oh, they're still there on some of these little planes.
So sometimes there's still an ashtray on the plane.
And then, but I just want to light one up and then see how everyone reacts. They'd be like, oh, disgusting. Look at that person.
Our forefathers did this.
No, and but if you've ever flown a lot, you just know that an airplane is a tube full of everybody else's recycled farts.
Yep.
It's just, it literally, it's the smell. It's not like, oh, rancid fart next to you.
So by the time the end of the plane ride,
it just smells like old laundry by the end of it. It's like a smelly armpit.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We are Majizipod, MJSYPOD, on all the things. Website, internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, website.
Do we tweet?
I have. Hey, you guys, I've been doing a really bad job on social media.
Do we do anything on social media?
I do my best, Jeremy.
I try I to do look. My best. I look it up and like,
I have to edit everything. I have the social media. I have the website. I have to edit the website now.
You should make a bot. Does it for you?
Dude, I wish I had a robot that would help me. I mean, I have one that cooks me food and vacuums my chateau, and it regulates the temperature and cleans my cat's shit, and feeds my cat.
Its own shit.
Feeds it its own shit.
You
want to
do a...
I want my cat to be more like a cat, but like more full of shit. So I give it cat shit. Its own cat shit. Is a homeopathic remedy.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Lydia Can't Breathe. We appreciate the fact that you are letting us use your song Sheep as our theme song. Thank you, patrons, our Patreon. Thank you very much for supporting the show. Without that, we would be dead. I wouldn't be able to pay my mortgage on the chateau. Jeremy would not be able to have bought that Woodford Reserve. Actually, that's not true. We don't spend any of that money on anything. It all goes back into the podcast. All of it.
We need 100% more foam panels.
We need, hey guys, we need more foam panels. So we need more money.
I don't care. Send me panels with your face on them, and I'll put them up in the studio.
And then eventually we'll be able to buy a camera and then live stream our show for you guys to enjoy. If you want to see that, make it happen.
I think we should start it with a really bad angle.
Oh yeah, like low, like it's in the bottom corner of the room, it's and it's like looking feet. Up. Like, looking up is the worst. Always the worst. No, like, that's why MySpace invented the overshot duck face, you know? Like, you hold the phone above your head, and then it takes a picture. It's, like, the most flattering photo you can take of yourself, but it's like everyone knows what you're doing, and then you do a duck face when you do it.
Maybe we should put it directly in between us on the ceiling.
And then you make it black and white, the whole photo, except for your eyes. You leave those bright brown.
Blue.
Right. Because it's hypothetical and not something that
Bye.
Hey, wait.
What?
Bye. Jeremy, you look worse than you did before.
It's just the, I was already feeling nauseous, so it makes me feel more nauseous so that I don't feel nauseous later.
Jeremy, you have sores all over your mouth and genitals, it looks like.
It actually said that on the bottle in Latin. You might get sores, but that's a good thing.
Because that means it's working.
Right.
Jeremy, I'm pretty sure that gave you herpes.
I'm going to buy this again. This is going to cure me.
Jeremy, you look like the Phantom of the Opera. Except with a herpes.
Gerard Butler, I'll take it. Gerard Butler in his prime? Really? I wish I had his voice.
Here, somewhere over the rainbow. I'm Gerard Butler. Hey, crowd here in the subway. I am bored and drunk.
Did he used to
that
be
Gerard Butler?
The Scottish one.
Show me.
All right.
Show. I could just input a sound.
Nice. Perfect.
We're going to make a lot of people mad today.
About what?
This is a bad intro. Cough or do whatever you're going to cough. I'll just edit that part.
Like, the whole plane just kind of has this hinge. And, like, I'm good. I sit there. I'm like, I'm not disrespectful. Like, I'm going to hold this
Hey,
in.
Jeremy, finish your thought. I'm going to pee.
Again?
But I'm going to keep it recording.
You need to check your prostate. Is what it is. I'm going to play music that you have to delete later.